on her pants on the mountains, one pair of pants on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight around the world here on WWRB 3.185 on location at the Feast of Tabernacles in Murphy, North Carolina. Got some of the troops in tonight, and they're going to be coming to the microphone here to leave a testimony on behalf of our great Creator. You know, the Creator, one we teach, Yahweh, 6,823 times along in the New Testament, and in the Old Testament, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, the righteous run into it, and they're safe. And so, with that many testimonies and witnesses to the name of the Father, everywhere you see Lord, L-O-R-D, in capital letters, you'll find Yahweh written there in the Hebrew language. And of course, Yahweh in the Hebrew is written from right to left. It's a little awkward for English-speaking peoples around the world to adapt to a language from right to left, because they're used to going from left to right. Now, we don't know why that English was chosen as our master language here in the English speaking part of the world, but it was. But it don't really interfere with the name of Yahweh, because you see, the name of Yahweh is not translated, it's transliterated. That means sound for sound. So Yahweh's name made it through the transliteration, but it was taken out in favor of a pagan name or a pagan title of Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, it says there's many lords and many gods. So we know our Creator's name is not Lord. Every time you see it in the Bible and you read it and you express yourself as reading and the Lord God said, you're reading a substitute title in place of YHWH, which is the name above every name. So then, we're so thankful to have you with us tonight, and we're having a great time here in Murphy, North Carolina. And we had a great visit yesterday over to the Tennessee side of the mountain here. We're on the eastern side of the mountain, right across from Tennessee, about 50 miles or so. And we went over to our permanent fee site near Benton, Tennessee. It's near Benton. And so we went over there yesterday and had a grand tour of the property. Some of the saints for the first time got to see a part of the property. And we all enjoyed ourselves over there, and it's a permanent place. So we'll be announcing in times to come, probably in the spring, before the Feast of Passover, we'll be announcing that location for you. So just to give you some general idea of what area that we're in the area of Benton, Tennessee, with our permanent fee site already being developed by the brothers that have gone in and made it possible for us to have this wonderful fee site and to invite others of like mind to attend next Passover. It'll be in May. It'll be on the full moon, by the way, of next May. We'll be in fellowship there near Benton, Tennessee, on the Tennessee side of the beautiful Smoky Mountains, the Great Cherokee Mountains, here in North Carolina, on the side that we're in here. And on the Tennessee side, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of national forest named in honor of the Cherokee Indians, which were, by the way, the descendants of the House of Dan and the early migration of the one we call Indians today, were ancient ancestors from the Hebrew tribes. We know that because right here where we're at in the Smoky Mountains, they have several sites excavated and found Hebrew writing. Matter of fact, the Bat Creek Stone right across the mountain here in Loudoun County, Tennessee, we have evidence in the Smithsonian where that the Hebrew language was spoken here in early times. And actually, there's a mountain here on the North Carolina side in the Nantahala Forest, a gorge up here in the mountains here, with the name of Yahweh in reverse. In other words, you speak it from right to left, and it's Wah-Yah. And of course, the ancient Cherokees, they always did their rain dance and praises, and it's Hi-Yah, Hi-Yah-Yah, Hi-Yah-Yah. So this great name, it's just marvelous to express the knowledge that we have about this great name and our heritage. You know, a lot of different ethnic races are proud of their heritage. And when Israelites brag about their heritage and their creator, well, then the people get mad and the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing. So we're thankful to have this great name. All right, coming to you here tonight from the great state of South Carolina, Brother John, get over here this way, and somebody get that over here where they can stand over here and give a testimony. Brother Jonathan down in Chester, South Carolina, praise Yahweh. Glad to have you here, John, and want you to leave your testimony here tonight with the folks around the world. Live tonight on WWRB.
Praise Yahweh, brother. Glad to be here. Glad to be able to be here and the truth of the name of Yahweh. And my name is Jonathan Johnson. I live in Chester, South Carolina. I'm 45 years old. And I come into the truth of this name about 12 years ago. And it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I want to thank my Heavenly Father, and I want to thank all my brothers and sisters for the truth that I've been able to come into and give glory to His holy name. Thank you, Brother Buddy, for having me and allowing me to be able to speak this night. It's been 12 years ago. And it's been a great pleasure to be in the name of Yahweh and coming into the truth. So I'm going to turn it back over to you and let you give it to somebody else and let them be able to give our Heavenly Father praise and glory. Thank you, Brother Bay.
Thank you, Brother John. South Carolina represented here tonight at the festival. We just got a few of the brothers at the meeting that's already been dismissed, and many have made their ways back to their campsites and the different places around here. But we have a whole room full of people here tonight that have stayed along to sit in with Pastor Buddy tonight and to fellowship and to join the kingdom and the principles and the high calling. Brother John was listening to Brother Arnold and myself, I think about 12 years ago. We were broadcasting on WLAC out of Nashville, Tennessee, 1510, I believe was the call numbers on that station, and about 12 years ago. And so we've been on the radio quite a few years, even before that. We've been on the radio broadcasting live in the great and the magnanimous and the most magnificent of a name above every name, the name of Yahweh. And Brother Jonathan is one of the disciples that heard the message, received it and repented and got baptized in that magnanimous name that we're talking about that's so identifiable around the world. In Bethel, which is over in the area of what we call the Middle East, in Bethel, there's a mountain range up there that has a altar on Mount Gerizim, which is known in the geographical region of the Golan Heights. And in the fifth chapter of the book of Joshua, it's recorded that that altar that they built, a great stone circle altar, and we just came off the altar, by the way, that we worship on, it's still there. And this is the altar that Noah built, that Abraham repaired, that Isaac repaired after his father, and that Jacob repaired after his father Isaac, and then it handed down to the 12 tribes in Joshua, which is Yahshua in Hebrew. He repaired the altar and led the children of Israel into the promised land, and there they erected altar and the great stones, and they took 12 out of the Jordan River, and they carried them up, according to the fourth chapter of the book of Joshua, they carried them up to a place called Mount Gerizim. Right there is where that beautiful altar, it's even there today. As a witness, and by the way, that's where you'll find the great name of Yahweh, written with a finger in Hebrew, square script, what we call the Aramaic. There is his name. Brother Steve, come on over and grab a chair and get up here to the mic. Brother Steve is representing the great state of Kansas tonight. Brother Stephen, give us a good testimony here, brother.
Well, my name is Steve, and I'm from Kansas. I'd like to praise Yahweh for giving me the capacity to embrace all this truth that is pretty hard for most people to get out, change their minds from their old deal. I heard Pastor Johnson on the radio 4 years ago, and come down to Tennessee and I repented of believing in Jesus, that Jesus was my Savior, and I got baptized in the name of the Father, the name of Yahweh. And life's been both better and more difficult. It's a narrow path. He said, straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and very few there will be that walk in it. Truthfully, most people are just a real scared to believe something that everybody else they know doesn't believe. We have a great feast going on down here, and I'm real thankful for Pastor Johnson. He's dedicated his life. He's been zealous all his life for God, when he knew him as Jesus, and then it seems like you got to be faithful in a little to receive much, and maybe you got to be a faithful follower of Jesus before he thinks you're worthy enough to let you accept his true name. And that happened to Pastor Buddy here, and I'm real thankful to have a prophet of Israel alive and well on the earth today, and right here in the heart of New Jerusalem.
Hey, God,
So I just wish there were more people out there who would kind of give up going to the church and seek a truth at a little higher level. And Pastor Johnson, I'll thank you and praise Yahweh.
Yahweh bless you, brother. Brother Stephen, we thank you. Representing the great state of Kansas. You know, that during the Confederate war between the states, we call it the Civil War. It was very uncivilized and manufactured, I think, to destroy and divide our brothers, and it was tragic and horrible. However, I remember I believe it was the Cantrell Raiders that rode out there on behalf of the Southern Confederacy. And all right, representing the great state of Michigan tonight, we got Brother J.W. here and his beautiful wife, Dottie. Brother J.W., come on over and leave your testimony with us tonight from the Wolverine State, I believe it is. Am I correct about that? All right.
Well, I'm thankful to be here. I brought my wife, and we came from Durand, Michigan. Yes, it's about 730 miles, and drove straight through 12 hours. But I've got to tell you, ever since I first talked to Pastor Buddy, I've been a thorn in his side. I call him just about every night, and I'll read something or think I know something. I was brought up in the Pentecostal Assembly of God Church all my life. I'm 65 years old. I have yet to find error. He'll give me a scripture just off the tip of his tongue. He's got all this stuff memorized. It just amazes me. He does these broadcasts and the whole hour without books or anything. It's just all there. So I know that Yahweh has truly blessed him as a pastor and a minister to us. And I've tried to tear him apart every which way I could, but I haven't managed so far. A couple things I want to mention. Yahweh, if you Google it, YHVH, those four letters, in our English language, we have vowels, so you can also Google it, YAHVEH, Yahweh. And if you put that into your computer, you'll be amazed at what comes up. It's just unbelievable.
Amen.
If you look up the name Jesus, you'll discover that it cannot be found in antiquity anywhere. The letter J didn't exist until 1702 in any language. It's still not in the Greek and so forth. And he never heard, our Messiah never heard, nor was never known by the name Jesus.
Amen.
It didn't exist. And my understanding is it's an invention, a mixture of the Greek and Latin. But if you just do your research, just do a little bit of homework, the King James Version Bible, which is very common in this country, and I might add, it's not common throughout the whole world. It wasn't given to the whole world.
Amen.
It was given to a people. That's why many countries still don't have it. At any rate, if you'll Google those things or put them in your search engine, you'll discover some things that will amaze you. Another thing is his name was to be a name above all others, every other name. That means it has to be a unique name.
Amen.
The name Jesus is a very common name throughout all of the Spanish-speaking nations. It's very common to meet men named Jesus. If the name was to be above every other one, then why are all these other men using it? You know, that doesn't make sense. Just do some homework. Another thing I'll add, the original King James Version, not the original, but But if you'll pick up a 1611 King James Version Bible, you can buy it online from Amazon for $16. You'll discover the name Yahweh 6,823 times. And why is it in there? You know, who has authority from Yahweh, a.k.a. God, to change it?
Amen.
I change not does not mean I change not except for my name. No man has authority to change that.
Amen.
One last thing in conclusion, all of you probably sing the word hallelujah. It's very common in songs. Spell it out and look at it. What does this strangely spelled, certainly not English, word mean? It means praises to Yah. Yah being a surname, just like if your name is Jonathan, like my son's is, we call him John, but his name is Jonathan. Yahweh's name is Yahweh, but he's called Yah as a surname. Hallelujah. Praises be to Yah. Think about it. Give it some serious consideration. Your future may well depend on it. Again, I'm glad to be here. I praise Yahweh for it. And that's all. I pray that Yahweh will bless each and every one of you to at least be inspired enough to do your homework.
Amen.
Doesn't cost anything, and your future may depend on it.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yahweh bless you, Brother J.W. from the great state of Michigan. And now we have Miss Arlene here. And she's a Tennessean, fellow Tennessean. I've known her for several years, and she's very faithful. She attends all the festivals. Miss Arlene, leave your testimony for the people around the world.
Hello, this is Arlene Allen, and I first heard the name Yahweh in about 1950s, late 1950s. I was a member of the Methodist Church. It used to be called Methodist and not United Methodist. Well, this Sunday school teacher first told about the name Yahweh, and she just made a statement that that's what he was called back in Hebrew times, and I didn't think anything more about it because I thought, well, it's Hebrew and we don't speak Hebrew. And I didn't know anything about the Israel message that we are that we're teaching right now, that we are Israel. So, right about 1970, there was a minister named Betty Tucker, and he was teaching the Israel message. He was telling people who we were, and a lot about our history and everything. He talked about how we got away from this Israel message, you know, one time. And, to make a long story short, that's just the way it is. I mean, we lost identity, we didn't know who we were, and the Roman Catholic Church took over from Rome, and it was just another Christian church for a long time. But the Roman Church, for some reason, became more powerful, and it took over all of Europe. It took over, tried to take over the whole world. It persecuted the Christians that were really trying to live the biblical way of life. And when we came over to this country, we had some freedom that we didn't have over there in Europe.
Amen.
So, you know, and it's my understanding that the Pilgrims, and I'm a descendant of the second governor of the Plymouth Colony, William Bradford. I'm one of his descendants. And somebody told me that on his tomb is the name Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
That's right. And if you go up there and see it, I think you will see it if you try to look for his tomb. But anyway, so I held on to the name Yahweh since 1970, and I haven't regretted it. I've held on to the Israel message, and I have never regretted it. I would never go back to the Protestant denominations for any reason. So, anyway, then I come across Betty Johnson, and he was he was teaching more things that maybe Brother Checker didn't get around to yet. So, anyway, that's how it was. And I believe that's all I can show right now because other people need to testify too.
Thank you, Sister Arlene. Great message. And, you know, Sister Arlene was telling you about the name Yahweh being on the tombstone up there in Virginia, Plymouth Rock. If you'll get an original King James Bible that the brethren were talking about here, you will turn it to where it divides the old parchment, that's called the Old Testament, between the old and the new, you'll see a picture of the name of Yahweh written in Hebrew. You'll see it on the introduction page to the New Testament. Well, it's strange that they had the name there in a picture. They knew, and they knew how to write it, but they wouldn't put it in the Bible. Very strange. All right, representing the great state of Illinois, we have a brother here named Brother Gary Mabry from Illinois. And Brother Gary, get over here and leave your testimony. Praise Yahweh. And we're very glad to have these states represented from around the country tonight.
I don't know if I can get it all in time.
Get her in there, brother.
I'm 69 years old and live in Illinois. And 14 years ago, I met a guy in St. Louis, Missouri, was talking about health stuff, which I'm interested in as a hobby. And I told him I knew something about some of the stuff he was talking about. And I got talking to him after the meeting, and he started telling me something about some religious stuff, and it sounded different than anything I'd ever heard. And he told me to write another guy and get some tapes, so I did. And when I got them, I listened to one of them, and I said, whoa, where are these guys coming from, man? This is contrary to anything I'd ever heard before. But the bad thing about it was, gosh, I had to listen to it again and make sure I heard what I heard. And when I heard the second time, it didn't sound as bad as the first time. And then the third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, it got to making sense. And that's when I was 55 years old, and I'm 69 now, and through all these steps that I've taken in those 14 years, I kept getting closer and closer and closer to the truth, and I realized as a six-year-old, when I was baptized, and my two younger sisters was baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, sprinkled with water, I realized after I got into this that that was wrong. And then I had a friend of mine in a friend of mine's swimming pool baptized me in the name of Jesus. And then the more I got into this, I realized that was wrong. And, you know, you've heard the statement, third time's a charm. Well, it sealed my life because 2 years ago, Pastor Buddy baptized me in a very cold river, and it felt warm when he put me under, and I saw a big, bright light above with my eyes closed. And when I come out of there, I had the most wonderful, enlightening feeling I'd ever had in my life. And I was praising Yahweh, and it took me 14 years to get everything right, and I've got it, and it brings a tear to my face to think about my son and my daughter and my grandchildren not knowing the truth that Jesus won't even get you out of a toilet. So, and all you people that, if you hear this message and you don't understand it or don't get more information to understand who your Father is and more about the oneness and not the Trinity, whenever you get, when Jesus gets you to have on, send me a letter to Orion and tell me how good you're enjoying yourself, because in Orion, with Yahweh, I'm going to be in a paradise that is beyond my expectations. Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh, Brother Pard. We call him Pard, partner, and that's Brother Gary. All right, representing the great state of Indiana. We have Michael here, and he's our shofar blower. He blows a shofar to start our feast. And so here's Brother Michael.
I want to thank Yahweh. I didn't come in a troop declaration of a man or a preacher declaring the truth to me. In 1988, I can never forget the date, January 10th. Yahweh sent two holy angels to me, declared his name. At that time, it's strange. There's no one on this earth who chose to serve Yahweh. I don't think there's a single one. But the Holy Spirit has guided us and strengthened us. If anyone out there tonight, in your heart, you feel that he has called you, don't be reluctant. Take the first step. He's the potter, we're the clay. He continues molding us. I've been in 15, 20 years, and I'm still learning. You'll never know it all.
Amen.
So, keep your faith, and let Yahweh guide you. You'll never be sorry. And I thank and praise Yahweh for Brother Buddy, because he is the most knowledgeable man I've ever met in my life. And it marvels at me how much he knows the scriptures, and not even opened the book itself in front of him. And I thank Yahweh tonight. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh, Brother Michael. And we enjoyed that testimony. Mike had a tremendous testimony. He was in the desert, and a couple angels visited him, and they spoke the name. They actually sang the name to him. And he found us coming down from Indiana and hooked up and got this wonderful name. All right, representing the great state of Illinois tonight, Brother John, come on, I'll make your way on over here and get the microphone and leave your testimony in the name of Yahweh.
Thank you, Pastor Johnson. About 4.5 years ago, I heard Pastor Johnson on the radio. He was preaching about the name of Yahweh and baptism in that name. So I kept listening to him, and it made more and more sense. Now, for over 50 years, I was in a Lutheran church, and I was baptized as a child. In fact, when I was a month old, probably in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And I was probably sprinkled on, for sure I wasn't immersed at all. So anyway, I kept listening to Pastor Johnson, and so 4 years ago at Tabernacles, I came here, and I wasn't here but a day. I said to Pastor Johnson, I need to be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of my sins. For there's no other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
It's the only name that can save us.
Amen.
Yahweh's name only.
Praise Yahweh.
Like I said, I was over 50 years in the Lutheran Church, and along with every other Protestant church and Catholic church, they just preach the name of Jesus. That name will get you nowhere. Only the name of Yahweh can grant you salvation.
Amen.
Baptism in his name only. Praise be to Yahweh. Thank you, Lord. My Lord Yahweh.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John, representing the great state of Illinois. We had two of our brethren here from the great state of Illinois to give you a witness. Brother Pard is from up in the great state of Illinois, and we're thankful for him. We're going to let Jonathan, if you'll take this over to Miss Dottie. That's J.W.'s wife. She's got a beautiful testimony, a beautiful Israelite lady. So, Miss Dottie.
Thank you, Pastor. This is my fourth festival, the feast. We've been here four times now. The first time I came, I felt compelled to be baptized. And when Pastor put me in the flowing river and baptized me, you're teasing, I held my nose. I really did. I held my nose, and I went under the water, and I went under the water heavy. And as a matter of fact, I said to him that day, you're going to baptize me and all these other people, because he did six people at once. I said, please do me first while you're still nice and strong. And he said, honey, I could baptize you all day long. And he was very strong and put me under. And when he brought me up, I was much, much lighter, because I left all of my sin and all my frustration. And I have to tell you, at that time, when we were baptized, when I was baptized, my husband was baptized with me, at that time we had many, many things to be concerned about. But we haven't been concerned about those things since, because we give them all to Yahweh. And we no longer have these worries and these pressures because we don't accept them. We give them to Yahweh, and Yahweh has certainly, surely taken care of us. And I praise Yahweh that we found our way. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Daddy, and Brother Wally, you make your way over here, brother. We're thankful for Miss Daddy and her testimony, wonderful testimony. A great sister. We have many sisters here tonight, and they cook and wait on us and take good care of us and make sure that we're well fed and in most cases overfed. But this is a time to fellowship and to make a joyful noise. We like to sing and we like to praise and we like to teach the scriptures and the ancient name of Yahweh. And it's so beautiful to see holiness upon the people of Yahweh with bells of joy and singing and exclaiming the great and the magnificent name of Yahweh. It's a name above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Sister Arlene was talking about the great Catholic Church. The word Catholic is universal. And they tried to bring a universal doctrine of triune God to the world, and they did so in the presence of the triune God, and they invoked some of the mass and some of the principles of their teaching, and they began to lead people astray. And then the great rebellion led by Martin Luther, and the movement began to separate from what we call the whole church of Revelation 17, and it actually gave the protesters a reason to separate from her, because the Pope was being paid handsomely and the Catholic Church became very rich and powerful, and still is, by the way. And they refuse right at this time. They have actually banned the priest of the Catholic Church from using the name of Yahweh. They acknowledge it's correct, but in order not to, this is their reason, and it has no justification whatsoever. The reason that they said that they would no longer use the name of Yahweh was that they didn't want to offend the Jews, who think it's too holy to be spoken. But let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25 and 26 and 27. It says, "You preachers that have caused my people to forget my name for Baal, B-A-A-L, which is a title for Lord." And so, folks, let it be known that Yahweh wanted his name declared throughout the earth. And instead of doing that, Satan stole and hid the name of Yahweh through the translators and give us a pagan god, Eazu. Strong's number 2424. Look it up and see if Pastor Buddy's right. It is pronounced Eazu. That's the way they got Eazu, the Greek god, into the New Testament, substituted for Yahweh. All right, Brother Wally. I'm right here in the great state of Tennessee. One of my partners, if you will, in the gospel, been my confidant and my friend for many, many years. I've known him and baptized him up in the river in Tyersville, Tennessee, many years ago. Brother Wally, leave your testimony.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Buddy's broadcast, and he's allowed me a few minutes on here. You heard a few minutes ago, one of the speakers here mentioned Mount Waya in this western North Carolina area. I know that to be true because I'm a longtime general aviation pilot, and we used to use that as one of our Western Carolina mountains goes back centuries, the Cherokee Indians. Another thing, too, I want to mention, I've never revealed this to Pastor Buddy that up to my knowledge, but I get very emotional about these mountains. A little dead air here. I'm a broadcaster, so I know the day of dead air. 2 days ago, we were in East Tennessee. I live in East Tennessee. Very proud Tennessean. We're standing on a swinging bridge next to a TVA power plant above the majestic Hiawassee River. And I mentioned to one of our people right next to me, I said, you know, you think of Darwin and his teachings and how full of it that son of a bitch was. Pardon my friends for radio, but he's a son of a bitch. Can you imagine this majestic waterway in these mountains being an accident like he preaches? No way. Look at this. This is a creation that's out of this world. And it goes back centuries. And Pastor Buddy and you guys listening out there, I don't consider that Middle Eastern the Holy Land. I consider these mountains of East Tennessee, North Carolina, Western North Carolina, and North Georgia to be the Holy Land.
Amen.
I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Another thing that I get emotional about is our music. This old-time bluegrass music, this old-time mountain music that goes back centuries, that came over with our ancestors.
Amen.
It brings tears to my eyes. My ancestors were from Scotland and England. I'm a very proud Scotsman. My ancestry in Scotland goes back, we've traced it back to the 1500s. I'm no embarrassment at all to my heritage. And my father's side goes back in this country in the early 1700s. We've got very deep roots in this country. And I consider a very sincere privilege that Yahweh has allowed me to be born and raised in this country. It's not only a privilege, but it's a great honor. I honor Pastor Buddy and his teachings, and I relate his teachings to what I've just said. These majestic mountains and our heritage. I'm kind of getting where I can't talk much more, so Pastor Buddy, I'm going to pass it back to you, and I praise Yahweh in the highest manner that I can possibly do.
Thank you, Brother Wally. And Wally was mentioning the majestic waters of the Hiawassee. This is my wife. She's a little bit stage fright.
Say hello.
Hello.
Almost had to tie her down, but here she is.
That's Miss Louie. She's a woman of a few words. And praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Wally was mentioning the great majestic river here that we're, matter of fact, we're just a few miles on the North Carolina side right now, from the Hiawassee. And he mentioned the Wayah mountain up here, and it was a point of reference for, the airline pilots, and, Wally is a pilot. And so that was a point of reference. It's one of the highest mountains, I believe, here in the chain. And some of these mountains here in on the Tennessee side goes up around 7,000. That's not too very tall compared to maybe the Rockies, which I think goes up about 14, maybe 15,000 and things of this nature. But here in the southern Appalachian region, it is a majestic mountain. And the Hiawassee is the way that the Cherokee Indians, they named in honor of Hiawassee. Eliasher Hayah. So these traditions, you just drive down through these hills and through these gorges, these beautiful carved out majestic places here in this beautiful area. And like Wally said, you wonder how that they could ever arrive at a decision that evolution brought this about, that there was no grand design and no creator behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is now trying to forget Yahweh. But the Bible says that all nations that forget Yahweh will be turned into hell, and we see our nation going to hell in a handbasket, literally. Our schools are prisons. They're no longer teaching the principles of reading and writing and arithmetic and simplicity, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. I think that's the way that song goes. And oh, how I long for those days where we can have God-fearing, Yah-fearing teachers, both man and woman, to teach our children and re-educate them in the biblical principles of a higher power and a creator who designed this earth and made it a little blue glob. It's actually just a speck, a tiny speck, compared to all the billions of other systems, stars and planets and galaxies that go on and on for eons. Brother Gary was mentioning Orion. Orion is mentioned in the Bible as one of the constellations, the seven sister stars of the Pleiades. And so Yahweh named every star. Ladies and gentlemen, just in our solar system, there's literally billions and billions and billions of stars. He named every one of them and called them by name. Isn't that a marvelous thing? That the Bible says, you know, when they found out the frequency of quasar, they found out that the word is in the Bible as the stars, they cry out. They praise our Creator. And the Bible said, if these, when they commanded the little children who were breaking off palm leaves on palm, what they call palm Sabbath, when he rode in, that would be on the 10th day of the Passover, when he rode into Jerusalem, when he returned from up in Bethel of John 11, 56, where he went to the wilderness, and then he went up on the mountain of Mount Gerizim. The ancient altar that he commanded Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Noah, and all the brethren to build and to erect, and Joshua being the one that erected a permanent altar, and still there to this day. That's right where he went, where his name was embedded. He went right back to the point of reference, as Wally said, in here in these mountains, it's Wah-Yah Mountains here in western North Carolina, and the Hiawassee River by the ancient Cherokee Indians. Praise Yahweh. And our government came in and forced them off this land, tricked them, and beat them out of this land. And Yahweh will not forget that soon of those who have robbed, just like if you go back over to Palestine, those beautiful people that lived in that area were robbed of the powers of the nation that came in and tore their homes down and moved them out and killed them and brutally attacked them and gave this land to Khazars, who called themselves Jews, who were not. All right, now we've saved the best wine for last. We have our webmaster now monitoring and recording a program, but he can come over here and let that recorder just keep on running. And from the great state of Arkansas, the Razorback, he brought me a Razorback hat today, and I told him I don't know where I'd be safe wearing it over in Tennessee or not, but he told me to take a chance on it because I like to live dangerous anyway. So from the great state of Arkansas, my longtime friend, my sidekick, and my right hand and my left hand and a lot of other things, he takes a lot of the electronic work off of me and makes it a lot easier. All of our messages are posted by Brother Bob from the state of Arkansas, and he does all that down there. Every time that I'm on, 5 days a week, he sets up and gives his time very freely and graciously. No complaints. I've never heard him complain one time about anything or say anything negative about anybody. And I'm so appreciative of being blessed with these people that have testified. We have others here that are standing by. They won't have time to testify tonight, but we just give you a sampling. And Brother Bob, come to the microphone here tonight and leave your testimony from the great state of Arkansas.
Well, thank you, Pastor Buddy. With that type of an introduction, I'm almost at a loss of words. So bear this thought in mind. We're here to serve Yahweh. And,
amen.
You know, we all have something that we must do for our Savior, our Father. You know, we don't have a God. We have a Father.
Amen.
And He's a one. You know, how many fathers do you have?
Amen.
You know, we all have one Father, and in this instance, my Father is Yahweh, and we worship Him.
Amen.
We have been attending festivals since 2001, started in Tabernacles 2001, and we've made the Passover and the Tabernacle festivals ever since.
Amen. Even from California?
Yes, I lived in California and recently moved to Arkansas, and shortened up the trip, but we still made the festivals even though we were in California. And I felt the calling that Pastor Buddy's word must be preserved, and that's how I got to preserving his word on tapes and getting it on the web for various people. So there's no glory for me, but it's all for the Father.
Amen.
And you know, it's been a great, great venture. Once you find out the true name of, like, the sister that testified earlier, Arlene, that she heard about the name Yahweh in the 50s in a Methodist church. That's the way it happened with me. In about 1952, I was a bad boy before that, and my parents said, you're going to have to start going to church. And I wound up going to a Methodist church that was in the little city called Springville near the Sequoia National Forest. And the giant redwoods of the Sequoia, it was within a stone's throw of where I grew up. But anyway, we heard the name Yahweh, and it was mentioned in Sunday school class and taught as the real name back then. It was in the Sunday school quarterlies. And the Sunday school teacher, her name was Mrs. Green. I don't know why I can still tell you, as I'm 70 years old now. And this is going back a little ways. And anyway, we learned that the name was Yahweh, but they would still say Jesus when they was preaching in the church. But in the Sunday school class, we heard about Yahweh. And never thought any more about it. And then when later on we wound up in a Baptist church, and then we've been into Nazarene churches, and we've visited others. And in other words, they all used the name Jesus, and they all baptized in the three names. And I was baptized in the three names, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost at one time. Of course, that has been remedied. When you find out you only have one Father, and I'm sure most of you don't have three, even in real life. Let's put it together in perspective and bring it down to earth where you live so you gain a little understanding. Once you find out who you are, a child of the King, an Israelite, one of His people, He came only unto His people. He said, go only to the tribes of Israel. The lost sheep, they're called. And there was 12 tribes. Not just the tribe of Judah. Jesus was not a Jew. Maybe Jesus was, but Yahweh was not a Jew.
Amen.
And maybe that's where I missed it, brother.
Could have been.
Yeah, Jesus was the Jew, and my father was an Ephraimite.
Amen.
He came from the tribe of Ephraim, and he was the birthright child.
Amen.
He came, was a descendant through the bloodline of David. But yet he was a progenitor of David also. So anyway, those mysteries are unraveled, and they're on our website, oneyahweh.com. You'll find sermons there from 2001 through present day, and also all kinds of articles and documents. I think you'll find information that'll keep you busy for quite some time. and probably over 1,000 hours of audio sermons. And when I get back home, we'll have them on a live stream 24/7 again, where you can listen to these various sermons. Pastor Buddy, as always, it's always a pleasure to come and be with the fellow brethren, Israelites. We've found out who we are.
Amen.
You need to find out who you are.
Amen.
May Yahweh bless each and every one listening and be encouraged to find out your ancestry.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bob. By way of California, now a Arkansas Razorback. Praise Yahweh. I'm glad to have all of the testimonies that's been given tonight so graciously and freely. And they go out to you with our love. We send all these testimonies out with the love of Yahweh embedded in our heart. And we share our testimonies, various testimonies that the brothers and sisters have given. We share that with the hope and trust that we could say something beneficial to you to bring this original name, the real deal, as they say, the real thing. And we're not talking about Coca-Cola. We're talking about the name of Yahweh. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, and those who have denied Him, those who have turned away from Him, those who have not served Him, and those who have not honored Him, this opportunity is for you tonight to make your way to an old-fashioned Hiawassee River somewhere in the continental. Or if you're living in a foreign country and you're hearing us tonight, well then, make your way to a stream. You know, I like running water. I don't like to baptize in a baptistry. If there's a living water, you know, we take the example of our Messiah. He was baptized in the Jordan, and that's the same river that they crossed when they carried 12 stones in the book of Joshua, chapter 4 and 5. They crossed that river and took up 12 stones, took them up to a place called Gilgal in the Hebrew, which means a circle, and they put them in a circle, and they worshipped on them stones. They stood there, and they saw the names of the 12 tribes of their forefathers, and they honored them, and we're carrying on the family tradition, after which people call heresy, because people have got accustomed and have fell in love with the bell boxes. They like to get on platforms and houses of cedar and stone and masonry and stained glass. And the bigger the better and the more the parking lots are filled. We have churches here in America that hold up to 60,000 people. And they have to run 5 or 6 services to accommodate all the people that attend these bell boxes. Well, the Bible says straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and only a few there be that find it. So if you'd like information tonight, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, Brazil 37824. If you'd like information concerning the name of Yahweh, call Pastor Buddy tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Leave a message. When I get home, I'll call you back and send you the information that you request. May the Heavenly Father enlighten you and open your eyes to His true name. If the gospel's hid, it's hid to those that's lost. Brother Bob mentioned our website, oneyahweh.com. Go there and you'll find information, all the messages, hours and hours, that have been duly recorded for your benefit, and if you'll take the time out of your busy life to save yourself and them that hear you. We'll see you tomorrow night around the world, WWRB 3.185. At 11 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll have the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central. We'll join you live again from the festival in Murphy, North Carolina. Yahweh bless you.